Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Action News. Forest officials remove food and supplies from Montana tree sitters. Missoula County Sheriff's deputies removed food, water, and other supplies from below trees occupied by two people who identify themselves only as Fireweed and Lupin, protesting a timber sale because they violated a two-week camping limit, a forest spokesperson has said. On Sunday, July 23rd, members of Wild Rockies Earth First were told they would have to leave because their 14-day camping limit had expired, but they refused, said Dixie Dees, public information officer for the Bitterroot National Forest. Earth First members had also strung rope from tree to tree in a 2 to 3 acre site as they continued to protest a salvaged timber sale in an area that was burned in the 2000 fires. The Bitterroot National Forest would sooner starve someone committed to nonviolence than reevaluate a plan that is only harming our communities and ecosystems, said Jasmine Maplethorpe, a Wild Rockies Earth First spokesperson. To contact Wild Rockies Earth First, call 406-549-8863. That's 406-549-8863. Water rights activists blockade Ice Mountain bottling plant. Water rights activists blockaded the Ice Mountain bottling plant in Stanwood, Michigan, Monday, July 24th, shutting down truck traffic to and from the plant for over 7 hours. At around 6:30 a.m., a group of seven protesters locked themselves together at the plant's shipping entrance, holding the position until mid-afternoon. A support rally numbering 60 people joined the blockade group at around 8 a.m., staging pickets at the east and west entrances. The blockade is the latest in a series of actions by citizens looking to defend the state's water resources from an attempted takeover by the Ice Mountain Spring Water Company, a subsidiary of Nestle Waters North America. In May of 2002, the company began production at its new $100 million bottling facility, pumping at rates that could top 200 million gallons in water withdrawals per year. Protesters see the project as a dangerous step towards privatization of the world's water resources and a serious threat to water democracy. This project flies in the face of almost every legal and social standard that we have regarding water use, said Lewis Bloon, one of the blockaders. Historically and globally, water has been viewed as a sacred resource common to all and something which, because of its essential nature, everyone is entitled to. Now, because water has become such a scarce resource globally, corporations are actually trying to profit off of one of the most basic of human needs, Bloon said. If we fail to act now, we are not far from a world in which the rich have right to clean water and the poor do not. Protesters also stressed the global significance of their actions. Today, we are here in solidarity with all those around the world who have fought and won struggles for water democracy, Bloon said. We put our bodies on the line today, but in Cochabamba, Bolivia, people actually gave their lives defeating one of the harshest water privatization schemes ever. Following the implementation of a project engineered by the World Bank and Bechtel Corporation, water bills for people in Cochabamba soared over 40% and citizens were actually outlawed from collecting rainwater. After days of protests and direct action, the Bolivian government terminated the contract and Bechtel was forced to leave the country. We cannot let this happen in North America knowing the sacrifice others have made elsewhere, Bloon said. As guardians of the Great Lakes Basin, one-fifth of the world's fresh water, we must think about strengthening both our commitment and our resolve, he said. The consequences for us not doing so are almost too grave to imagine. To read more about the struggle against Ice Mountain in Michigan, visit the Sweetwater Alliance website at www.waterissweet.org. That's www.waterissweet, all one word, .org, or Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation at www.savemiwater.org. That's www.savemiwater.org. And this story was written by Cyclone from the Department of Down Home Security. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on by,